Right, okay, so we know the introduction, yeah?
Yeah.
What's the introduction?
Well, you'll find out when you play the feature.
What is it, George? I can't remember. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Two words, say it twice.
Yeah.
Then we get cracking, yeah?
Yeah.
Nothing's going to throw us whatsoever, yeah?
No, absolutely.
Nothing at all.
Absolutely nothing.
We'll be absolutely fine.
Yeah. What could possibly go wrong? Right.
Are we ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
With Jordan, Kevin, and Bossman too. They're chasing big dreams and a laugh or two. Wit and mischief, games galore. You'll come for the fun and stay for more. So follow the dream. Don't miss the team. Every Thursday, live the meme. For joy, for jokes. For audio treasure, tune in now. It's your weekly pleasure.
I am A.
Never mind, I am A.
Come on.
What the hell was that?
Come on.
Kevin.
Oh, is that Follow the Dream, the musical? Why did I not know about this? How can you expect me to say I am A when you spring that on us?
Exactly, but I warned you. I said he's nothing going to throw you both. Nothing could possibly throw you both.
Apart from a musical version of Follow the Dream.
But Jordan got it.
Jordan, did you know about that?
No.
So how did you manage to do I am A?
Because I just knew what I was doing.
He's a professional.
Shut up. I love that. Well, explained.
Oh, I've been playing with AI.
Obviously. Yeah. Yes.
Don't worry, I've got something for you later as well.
Oh, dear.
So we'll have our EP by the end of today's episode.
So what was the brief for that, then? I want a musical. Go on.
You'll find out.
Okay.
What's the next step, Broadway?
Broadmoor.
Broad. We could turn this into a play, couldn't we?
No.
Angry DeVito.
Oh, dear.
We've got characters going.
I want the baby characters that have got on
AI. Don't...
He was baby. Your baby version will be exactly the same as you.
Do you know, Andrew, we mentioned these. Do you know how to create those baby characters?
Yes.
It'll be AI.
We should really do that.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry I messed up the I am 8 bit. So, I am 8. How are you all doing?
I am 8.
Hey, mate.
Mm.
How you doing, John? What's been happening?
Hang on. Ooh. No one going to say hey to me?
Oh, sorry. Hey to me.
We're just going to have words after this.
Go on, play it.
Play it.
Angry DeVito, go on. You know you
go
want
on,
to.
Go on, you know you want to.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he? Yeah.
Angry DeVito!
Yeah.
Got it out of your system now, Andrew.
Not quite.
Angry DeVito!
Are you still drinking heavily? Jordan, come on. What's been going on, bro?
I've been talking to my uncle. I've been talking to my uncle Paul.
All right, yeah.
Oh, so
yeah.
You know who he is and you can track him down.
Yeah.
Can't find your dad, though.
Oh, Jesus. Did you really just go there? Don't worry, he'll cut that out.
Oh, I won't.
Are you my dad?
Are you my real dad?
We need to interview him, don't we? Tiny Tim.
I thought you meant my dad then.
Well, yeah, him as well. So go on, Uncle Paul.
My Uncle Paul is an award-winning car enthusiast.
Yes.
Yeah, and he's been on telly. He's been on Top Gear a few times.
Oh, wow.
And he likes his classical cars.
What cars?
Classical cars. Classical cars.
Classical. Classical. Do you like classic cars, Andrew?
I like classic cars.
No, but not the classic ones.
Not those.
God, George.
Overrated.
What do you call them, George?
Classical. Sorry.
Oh. Who made that noise then? What was that?
Him.
What the hell was that?
Okay, so classical cars.
Like your Rolls Royces and your Rolls Royce.
Rolls Royce. Does he Rolls? Isn't he in Coronation Street? He's got like a shop, Rolls Royce.
So the whole point,
oh, it's Royce, Rolls, Rolls.
The whole point of a podcast is you speak.
Yeah.
Right now,
yeah,
you're failing miserably.
He's been drinking. He's always drinking a lot. this time.
I've only been drinking Monster. They're good for you.
Right.
Oh, well, there's your problem.
Shall we go back to the classic cars?
Classic cars.
And Uncle Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's always been into his cars, as my Uncle Paul.
What kind of cars?
Classic cars. I said it right then.
Yeah.
I said it right. And they have a Tufty badge.
And he's invited us to Tatton Park.
Yeah.
So 3rd of August, and Jordan and I, Andrew, we're going down to Tatton Park. We're going to take the banner, and we're going to take a couple of mics, and we're going to get some people to give us some jokes for the joke-offs.
Oh, yeah, very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
And rustle up some new...
listeners.
Yeah.
We need a bigger fan base, you know.
We do, yes. It's not enough just you, me and our dogs, is it?
Nope.
I tell you what I need to talk about, gents. Topic in the news this week. Are you both familiar with the Coldplay scandal?
Oh, yes.
Have you seen all the memes that are coming off the back of it?
Brilliant. So many.
Have you seen it, John? Do you know what's going on?
Stupid, man.
But you know what we're on about?
Yeah.
It's, like, amazing.
If you were going to have an affair, right, you wouldn't go to a Coldplay concert.
I don't know what's more embarrassing, either getting caught out having an affair or getting caught out being a Coldplay fan. You know what I mean?
I like Coldplay.
Yeah, I like Coldplay. They get a lot of stick, don't they, Coldplay?
They do, but it's standard now.
So, Kevin.
Here's my thought.
Go on.
So, they're having the affair. Right. They're there. It happens.
Yeah.
But the minute they start showing lots of people on a great big screen...
Yeah. What did he expect?
Why did they not think, hang on a minute, this could be a problem for us?
Yeah, well, they did. That's why they dived out of the way.
Yeah, but they did it when it went to them. Do it before that.
Yeah, well, hindsight's absolutely a wonderful thing, isn't it? You know.
Well, I would have said common sense if you're having an affair.
Mm.
Although, I suppose... The odds of the camera being on you are pretty slim, aren't they?
He probably thought he was untouchable. But
yeah, probably.
I feel sorry for the wife and the other couples now because they're total memes on every internet page in the world now.
They're not going to get away from that. That's going to stick around for a while as well.
No. It's their own fault now because whatever plans they had, they'd gone to shit, so it's their own fault.
Oh, hang on a minute. We need a beep for that. Calm down, love. Yeah, right?
Yeah, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, you don't need to swear with the colourful language.
I know.
Could be kids listening. So are we going to restage? We need to reenact this scene, the Coldplay thing, me and you for a laugh. Are you up for it?
No.
No?
No.
All right, boogie then. What have you been up to, Andrew?
I've been playing with AI.
Obviously. Go on.
That's all I've been doing.
Bill.
Would you like to hear your little song?
My little song? Oh, for me?
Yeah, for you.
Go on.
Why are you like that?
Because I just know what you're going to be like, because it'll be exactly what I'd do to you. Here we go.
This is your song.
Sir Kevin, some hide with a smirk and some pride. Claims royal descent, though it's never been verified. He struts through the fields with a banjo in hand, whacking cowbums like it's part of a band. With a pint in his fist and a curse on his lip, it's shit on every trip. He's a menace, a rogue, a diabolical bloke, leaves chaos and laughter wherever he pokes. Oh, Kevin, Sir Kevin, from high he came, swears like a sailor with zero shame. A royal, a rascal who really knows, but hide your cows when that banjo shows.
You know what's really bizarre? Genuinely, I think the last time we did a recording, we all said, I need my recording. You've had your recording, you've had yours from Ray Charo. And I literally sat down messing with AI, messing around, doing something. And I thought, I need to do that. And literally it jumped into my head to do Kevin from Hyde. And you were all over it. So,
oh, yes.
Yeah, amazing.
He's had a little help.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah. I'm a bit unsure about be careful with your cows when Kev appears with his banjo.
if you're going to go around hitting cows' arses with a banjo, what do you expect? Of course it's going to appear in a song at some point.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Did you actively go out and find a cow and throw a banjo at it?
I recorded it, do you not remember?
Yeah.
And I was in the field with the dog.
Yeah, but what was that? Not some questionable sound effects?
No, 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 no. It was me with a banjo.
Wow.
you said you and Scott Bruton, you were talking about it. Scott said something about a football, and he said he couldn't hit a banjo with a cow with a banjo.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
And I just took that as a challenge. I do stuff like that. Can't help it.
As the song says.
Yeah. Nice. Very nice, Andrew.
I don't give a flying back. So remind me of the rules then. It is two facts, one lie.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. We're telling three facts, and one of them is a lie. And when Jordan tells us his three facts, you and I, as usual, and the listeners at home, feel free to join in. Put answers on a postcard. We have to decide which one we think is a lie. Go on, George.
Right, I'll go first.
Fact then. Number one. Does it involve cats?
No.
Oh, go on then.
Fact number one.
Hmm.
Yep. Yeah. I once was a judge in a school baking competition.
Oh.
God, that's random.
Fact number two. I once produced a podcast that had the same concept as Desert Island Discs. And fact number three, I'm scared of monkeys.
Oh my God, you've put some effort into this one.
We know the monkeys one is true.
Do we?
Yes, because if you remember in episode number whatever, pre-Biscuit Gate, he'd said he was scared of monkeys. He's already told us that in piece of information.
That.
Yeah,
okay.
It did happen.
So that's true.
So that's definitely true. The other one was a judge on a school baking competition, you said?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the second one?
I've produced a podcast based on the same concept as Desert Island Discs.
What's your thoughts, Andrew?
I
think about it.
Desert Island Discs...
That's quite specific, isn't it?
Mm.
Jordan's agreeing
with
me. I'm
going to say it's true.
Which one?
Desert Island Disc podcast.
No, we're looking for the lie. Which
so
one's the lie?
The lie is going to be the judge in a baking contest.
I think the lie is the Desert Island Disc.
Desert Island.
I reckon his number two is the lie. You reckon number one?
Yeah.
Jordan?
The lie is the monkeys.
No, hang on.
I'm not scared of them.
Oh, this is controversial.
I'm not scared of them. I just don't like them. I didn't say I was scared of them. I just don't like them.
I need to hear the tape back for that. I'm not convinced that was right. Andrew? We'll
dip into the archive for evidence.
Yeah, that's not right. Are you ready for mine?
Yeah.
Okay. Fact number one, boys. I once set fire to my eyebrows, accidentally, twice. Fact number two, I once burnt my ear with the iron when answering the phone, twice. Fact number three, I once rescued a peacock from certain death. Discuss, boys. Any questions?
Okay, right. You're stupid, but you're not stupid enough to put an iron to your ear.
Andrew.
Twice. Andrew. Once, surely you'd learn.
Well, Andrew. When did he rescue you from near death?
Well, I think that's true. I think that's a coincidence that it's my surname.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think you... Oh, did you not know? Oh.
You didn't know that, did you?
I thought it was Andrew Bossman.
No.
Okay, so that may be...
No questions? You're good?
Well, you've got two where you're burning things.
Can
so
you just...
one of those has got to be the lie, one of them has got to be a truth.
Shall I tell you how I burnt my ear?
I think you burnt your ear, yeah. I'm totally for that.
The phone rang while I was ironing, and I accidentally picked it up, and I thought I was on the phone.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm not having that.
I am.
You're daft, well, you're not that
But
daft.
Do you want to know how I did it the second time?
How?
When I was phoning for an ambulance.
There we go. That's our answer.
Sorry. Couldn't resist.
Oh, Kevin, Sir Kevin, from high he came. Swears like a sailor with zero shame. A royal, a rascal who really knows. But hide your cows when that banjo shows.
So which one are we going for, boys? Of the lie?
Well, you've just answered it.
Oh, all right.
I don't know.
You don't know. You really think I'd answer the phone with an iron and phone an ambulance with it?
Yes.
So how did you burn your eyebrows?
I was in a pub with a band, like you are normally. And I remember...
No change there, then.
I set my lighter. You know when you used to do your lighter as a flamethrower? I don't know if you realise this, but you have a lighter and you have it like a flamethrower, Andrew. And I remember I accidentally set up full, lit my cigarette and set fire to my eyebrows. And about an hour later... I was demonstrating to my mate what I did, and I turned it up again and I did that and I set by off fire to my eyebrows. It was dead funny, and he went, oh yeah. And 2 minutes later, I lit another fag and set fire to the other eyebrow.
Oh, Kevin.
There's a bit of a theme developing with you.
What arson.
Like it was throwing bangers, yeah.
Oh, that's another social experiment we need to do.
We are not
what,
doing
arson?
This.
Arson?
Don't Jordan wants to blow up a curry. Right, I'll tell you what we do need to talk about.
What?
Well, you know, yes. We were talking about Jaffagate last week. We fixated with biscuits.
Yes. Yeah.
And you had the observation about Jaffagate.
Joe Nuts. Yeah.
No, now we found Joe Nuts.
Yeah.
Andrew, I'm going to throw you.
Oh.
Don't throw them.
So these are Joe Nuts we found, Jordan and I. And it's a Jaffagate combined with
a donut. See, I don't know how I feel about this because I don't like donuts, but I love Jaffagates. My understanding, is that it's...
It's a weird concept, isn't it? Are you trying one now, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm going to, yeah.
So for the benefit of the tape, do you want to describe it?
I don't agree with this idea, but I'll give it a whirl.
Listeners, if you haven't only
see,
just tuned in...
A donut.
We're all eating...
It's just a donut shape.
It's a donut shape. Jaffa cake.
Oh, I tell you what, though, they are proper Jaffa cakes, and you can tell. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
No, not a donut. Never in a million years is that a donut.
They're good, though.
Yeah, they're definitely Jaffa cakes, aren't they? Yeah.
I think next week we need to bring in the non-branded Aldi Jaffas. You're smelling it.
No, smiley face.
All right.
We're not on video, mate. It's audio only.
Jordan's going to bring in some Aldi Jaffa cake, and then I'll bring in some McVitie Jaffa cake.
We'll do a taste test.
Yeah, we'll blindfold him, and we have to do a taste test.
All right.
Got another biscuit to try. I don't know. Are they biscuits, Andrew?
My favourites, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Jonut. What are they called?
Toffee Pops.
Oh, yeah.
Where are they?
This is a great programme podcast, isn't it? All we do is sit and talk about biscuits and eat biscuits. It must be gripping for the listeners.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Listeners at home, we're all just trying out biscuits at the moment.
Now,
if you want to take a break and get a brew, probably now's a good time.
Kevin?
Oh, now we're on. This is what Andrew was raving about, weren't you?
Yeah, favourite biscuit. Don't know why, but yeah, it is definitely my favourite.
They're a bit soggy. Where have you had these?
I don't know what I'm going to make of this. What are your views, Kevin?
I'm still eating Joe Nuts. Hang on. I'm on my fourth Joe Nut. Oh, they're nice. Yep.
Okay.
Toffee pot. Never heard of them. Where do you buy them?
I think I get mine at B&M, something like that.
Yeah. Mm. That's where I brought mine from.
So last week, it was Kevin who walked away with a point, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it took the scores to 19-18. Kevin in the lead by 1 point. Who's going to go first today?
John got his fingers in the air. He's smiling. He's already laughing.
I can't wait.
Go on then, John.
I went for a job interview the other day as an apprentice blacksmith.
All right.
He said, have you ever shoed a horse before? I said, no, but I've told the donkey to f*** off. Can I'll just apologise now to my Auntie Dawn for that, because she won't appreciate that.
I quite like that one. That was amusing.
Go on, Kev.
Right, I just want to tell you, I've just recently bought the wife a pug.
Oh, yeah.
As a present, you know?
Yeah.
She's really pleased. Anyway, despite the squashed nose and the bulging eyes and the rolls of fat, dog seems to like her. Can I have a point, please, Andrew Bossman?
I saw it coming like a bus, but do you know what? Yeah, I'm going to give you the point. It's 20 points to Kevin,
yes!
18 to Jordan.
Yes, Jordan.
Yeah.
Well, let's eat some more Joe Nuts. See you next week.
Bye.
See you then.
Bye.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.